Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this program, we will discuss with you some attributes of true belief, belief in God, belief in the day of resurrection, and belief in the Prophet, based on the saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam narrates from the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his family, that he said, whoever recites sincerely that there is no God but Allah enters paradise, and his sincerity should forbid him what Allah has forbidden. So we understand from this saying of the Holy Prophet that one must be sincere in his intentions. And the more sincere we are, the better it is. And it helps us get closer to Allah. And of course, Allah is well aware of our intentions. Allah sees what we do not see. Allah is all knowledgeable. So it's very much important that we be honest, that we be sincere. Whatever we do, whether we perform our prayers, whether we fast, and whether we perform Hajj, or whether we give charity to the poor people, we need to be sincere, and our sincerity is in the heart, in our mind, and God knows best whether we are sincere or not. And of course, it is established that everything has a foundation, and the foundation stone of Islam is confirming the oneness of Allah. That's the pillar of Islam. Based on this saying of the Holy Prophet, whoever truthfully and sincerely says there is no God but Allah, La ilaha illallah, indeed fixes the foundation of Islam in his heart. He sets up this foundation in his heart as a builder digs the foundation for a building. That is how a building needs pillars. So is the case with one's faith. The pillar of faith is the belief, the true belief in the oneness of God, based on the saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family.
ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
Now, whoever believes in the oneness of Allah, and whoever believes in divine unity and the fact that Allah alone is the creator and provider, and in whose hand is death and in whose hand is life, then he is able over everything and he alone should be worshipped, is a truthful believer who is obviously sincerely committed to Islam and who is dedicated to Islam. Based on the saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him, whoever believes that there is no God other than Allah, who is all-powerful and who punishes men for his misdeeds and sayings, does not disobey him, but avoids what is forbidden because he believes that Allah is all-knowing. He will hold us responsible for our actions on the day of resurrection. And of course, responsibility means that we will be held accountable for whatever we do in this world, and we will be held accountable in the hereafter, in the next world. The truthful belief restrains man from doing forbidden acts. He neither wrongs nor deceives anyone, nor does he steal or drink alcohol. He is neither undoubtful towards his parents. He is neither disobedient towards his parents, nor does harm to others. And of course, a true believer is one who is a follower of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who is a follower of the teachings of the Holy Prophet. The Messenger of Allah, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his family, teaches us that Islam is a confession. It is submission from the heart, but it's more importantly submission. The confession is spoken by the tongue, and every true Muslim confesses that he is, for example, a servant of Allah. That is important. And you know, God likes to see us that we confess, that we remember God, that we day in and day out worship him by uttering some words. A true Muslim has truthful belief that deserves paradise and obviously Allah's pleasure. Therefore, based on the saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, whoever utters and whoever recites La ilaha illallah only with his tongue, while his heart does not confess it and does not refrain from what Allah has forbidden, is not a truthful believer. He is not a true believer. And if he were truthful, he would not commit forbidden acts and would not disobey Allah.
My heart is so full of longing. I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad.
First of all, Islam is a belief system, and it is a belief in the heart, and it requires righteous deeds in one's life. This is number one. And then number two, a true belief in Allah is belief that causes man to abstain from what he has forbidden. It causes man to stay away from haram things, from indecent actions, from evil, and from anything which Allah has forbidden, and from anything which the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has forbidden. You know, a true belief is actually the foundation, the base to reform society and spread the goodness and virtues of life. So it is the foundation and it is the pillar. And without a true belief, of course, a person is hypocritical. A person tends to commit sin and tends to show off because there's no sincerity in his actions. There's no genuineness in his belief and in his practice. So he's always showing off, and that is not acceptable. Islam is strongly opposed to hypocrisy, to showing off. And any person who, for example, prays and who performs a prayer and is not genuine in his practice, insincere in his practice, is disliked by Allah. He is not rewarded for his actions. His actions are null and void, actually. So the last point that I would like to make is that the consequence for those who believe in the oneness of Allah and obey him is paradise. That is the result. And that is the ultimate objective, because belief in oneness of Allah and obeying Allah results in paradise. And the reward is paradise. And the reward is blissful, eternal life. The reward is a happy life that we are going to have after believing in the oneness of Allah and practicing what Allah and His Prophet, peace be upon him, teaches us. So guidance and salvation rests in obedience to Allah after we believe in His oneness, and after we believe in the prophethood of His Prophet. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi.
Rasulullah, Rasulullah.